TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
More than likely.
I think that's crazy, too.
Why?
Man, air travel is such a pain in the ass.
Driving is a pain in the ass.
If there was a flight home, I wish there was a flight out of Newark at like...
What time is the game?
1.
Okay. What time you need to be leaving?
I got my show at 9 o'clock.
The game's at 1, it'd be over by 4.
The hell, last week was over at 3:30. Yeah, that it is what
it is.
What
show you got at 9 o'clock?
All Ears.
All Ears might have to be shot and played another day.
it airs live at like 1, so I'm lucky.
In the morning?
It comes on after Sunday Night Football on TV.
Okay, then, but if you could get on a flight by 6, be home at 7 o'clock off the plane, you can go shoot that at the studio.
So I've thought about that. There is a flight from Newark to DCA. Tell me if you think I could do this. So Newark, I'm going to give you the exact time on it. I think it's at 6, but that I just don't think I can pull that off.
Why not?
Game's not going to be over till like 4:30. And then ideally I'm in the locker room after the game. Like if there was a
JP, let me just break a little something down for you, bro. When you are doing stuff,
with the I also company, think there could be some weather.
You can always listen. Don't worry about what the flight is. Get you a flight and move.
Yeah, the times won't work.
Okay, well,
I wish there was a flight at like 11. I need like a late flight.
They don't have that one.
So I was
I'm on a train.
The trains suck too. I think I'm just going to drive. That drive's not bad. I've made it a zillion times.
What I'll do, I'll fly there, but I would not be driving back. I'll drive back, but I'm flying there.
Dan Quinn breaking some news. Let's go to the Commanders head coach.
Jaden and where we're at. So he did re-aggravate his elbow injury in the game. No structural setbacks. However, through the medical evaluations, you know, over the last couple days, including this morning, doctors advised us we hold him this Sunday. And so Marcus will start, and we're really bummed for Jaden. Like, he is working incredibly hard to get back on the field with his guys. And so tough deal. He's absolutely going for it. So wanted to get that out as we got started, and glad to open up to you guys and get rolling as we get ready for the Giants.
Anticipate him coming back this season, and what's again the value, I guess, with
sure.
Only three
days. Well, I know that's why I wanted to come out. He's going to be out this week, a practice as we're going in a limited fashion, but let's see where we're at next week. We're always gonna make the best decisions, John, for him, you know, for the team, what the medical, you know, opinions are. So we kind of just wanted to give you that information today, and then we can work into next week.
Yes. Also, as you look forward with some other positions and all that, and we've talked about the young guys playing, et cetera, that 2024, the second and third round picks, you had a lot of those guys. Have you gotten the impact that you feel you've needed from them this year? And I know people don't develop linearly, right? But have you gotten that impact from that group that maybe you need, and what do you need to see from them moving forward?
Yeah, I think I don't want to do like an end of year assessment, you know, like as we're going this week, but it's really important over the next weeks of what we can do, what we can get done. And so all of, you know, last year's class, this year's class, when we get our chances to go make your mark, you've got to be able to go do that. So we can visit on that postseason, but I think right now I'm just kind of really worried about them developing and playing well in this game.
I just want to clarify one thing. You said after the game that he could have gone back in.
Correct.
So this was discovered further imaging on Monday?
Yeah, the imaging was good, so there's no structural setbacks. But just like most players, you talk to him on a Sunday, and then again what Monday feels like, and not quite the same of, you know, swelling or strength mm-hmm. and those things to go into it. Mm-hmm. So it was confirmed no structural in the evaluation at the game and then again this week.
I know, again, you said post-game that, you know, it wasn't acceptable in all three phases. But just looking at the offense, how have you felt the O-line has developed together since Sam Cosmi came back? And then have you gotten what you've wanted out of the skill players? I know there's been that rotation of injuries.
But. Yeah. It's hard to, like, not see the game. It really is, because there was a lot that I liked about our offensive line, you know, 13 days ago or whatever. So having Sam come back and find continuity with Josh, these guys are going to play a lot of football together. And so I think that's like a good step, Nikki, where that continuity takes place. At the receiver spot, it's not just plug and play, and you know, like the continuity is important. And so having, you know, Noah and Terry and Debo, Trey back into the whole practice, full speed reps, that definitely, it's a big deal for us. And you know, as we move forward, you know, over these next weeks, like, I think we'll continue to see the benefit of that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Forward.
Coach, just back to Jaden for a second.
Sure.
On a lot of his runs, you could see when he's sort of done running, giving himself up, he's trying to fight for extra yards, and a lot of times I'll notice he sort of dives forward or head first. Do you mind that, or would you rather see maybe more like a base runner slide, or does that matter at all?
No, it's a great question, and it's a common one. So there's two different ways that you can give yourself up. If you're diving, you know, they begin the spot where it is, and it's, you know, roll to a side and dive that way. Either way, the protection is there. You're giving yourself up with the dive or with a slide. So both of them are techniques, and just it matters, you know, where you're at, what you feel more comfortable with, but it's pretty common both ways when you're giving yourself up. If you're not and you're straining for yards just, you know, straight away, then that's a whole different topic. But as far as like the play's over, you know, I'm a slide or dive, those are both, you know, effective ways to do it. And sometimes it's to one side this way, to my left that way. And that's pretty common for a lot of the QBs.
I know the initial injury was a dislocation. Can you provide any other information on like what happened to aggravate it, whether it was like another
landing on it, like full on,
like a bruise or like a... I guess the question is, did he re-dislocate it?
No. No structural setbacks at all. So just sometimes the heavy hit of something can, you know, cause, you know, a re-aggravation, but no setback. So there's no dislocation of that. The structural part is good, but obviously, like, the one thing you don't want to do is, like, land directly on it. And so, was that Murphy's Law or something like that? Like, the one thing that can't happen. And so, there's no structural setback. So I want to make sure I was super clear on that.
Okay. And then, obviously, it was kind of fluky that he was chasing down a guy after an interception. As a coach, are you good with him doing that? Like, do you like seeing him try to make a play, or would you prefer that he not?
Fortunately, it's not a scenario we're in a lot with him. So I'm super thankful for that. And it's not something that we, you know, practice a whole lot or techniques of that. And so you get blocked, you know, some as a, you know, person that's going after, but like the guy's a competitive player, and we're not going to live our whole life scared. I can promise you that, but we're going to do everything and all the time, like, great decisions for him, for the team, and where we're at. But I'm fortunate that we don't talk about a play like that a lot.
Obviously, injuries are never a good thing, but for Ben Sinnott, with obviously you guys, you know, losing Zach Ertz for the year with the torn ACL, could this be an opportunity for him to kind of spread his wings a little
bit? Yeah, I think that's a good evaluation by you. And like Ben, like, behind the scenes, is not necessarily behind the scenes, but in the practice, the work that he's put in, and Zach's made a big impact on that. Him and Yankoff both are like guys we see ascending and developing. We feel his speed, we feel his energy to go do that. So it is that moment where you do have, you know, more chances, you know, when an injury takes place. So yeah, you're accurate on that, and we're looking forward to that for him. Don't like the circumstance how it happened, but when it does and you take advantage of it, it's a big deal.
How would you say that the time he's missing, the playing time, the game time Jaden's missing this year, has affected his development in his second year in the league?
Yeah, any player, it's really important. And at quarterback, the reps, you know, are significant because they're just – there's like so many things that happen, you know, on a play, where it can go, what's the check, what's the look. It's different than maybe a technique at another spot. So I think most quarterbacks would say that there's a lot of value in the reps that they get and what they do. And some are practice, some aren't. It's the scramble to, you know, keep my eyes downfield. It's the this coverage that can go to a certain look. So all of those are valuable for sure.
And just going back to the O-line for one sec, would you consider that unit maybe the highlight of this season in terms of the play you've gotten and the fact that, other than Sam at the start, they've been healthy and you've been able to consistently roll out those guys game after game?
Yes, and there's a number of things that I like, certainly especially in the run game. You know, some of the combination blocks that you've seen, and especially on the left side with Laramie and Chris on some of the double teams and down blocks have been significant. So to see that part elevate, that'd be accurate. And we want to constantly challenge them and, again, hire to take it. But, yes, definitely one of the parts that they've, you know, especially since Sam has come back, you know, remained healthy. And that's a big deal. Like there's a lot of positions that, you know, coach said never say we're all set at. It's O-line and corners and rushers. And so to have those guys stay healthy and getting the continuity together, it's a big deal.
Hey, Dan, over the last couple of weeks, you know, you've kind of discussed with us the benefit of Jaden playing. You know, if he's healthy, why should he continue to play? Right. How about flip it? Do you see any benefit of him not playing at all this year? If he's healthy, shutting him down, do you see any benefit in that?
Sure, I recognize the question. It's an easy one to go, and we haven't really gone down that road yet to decide. He's out this week, and he's working hard to get back. But as far as what decisions are ahead, like, we just haven't gone down that road. He's working incredibly hard to get back with the guys. So, we're really bummed he got, you know, re-aggravated on this specific injury. Going into it, thought he had a good week. There were things to improve upon into the game to get started. But, we haven't gone down all the way yet. We just, you know, kind of went through the first evaluations this week to get ready to play. So, I'll have a better update as we're moving forward.
How's the team holding up? Long losing streak. You got four games left in the season. How do you avoid that so-called checking out kind of, you know you only have four games left and then it's pack your bags and go to your destinations?
Yeah. I think there's a lot to play for. And we talked about this being a, four-game division tournament here for us beginning in the Meadowlands. And so when you have a career worst performance, you get back up off the mat and you swing first. That's what, that's what competitors and battling for it do. So that's what I expect to see from our team, how we go after it, the style and the attitude that we want to do that together. So that's what I'm, expecting to see fully this week in that game. A lot that we had to address and didn't like, but I certainly don't think that's anything that's indicative of what's ahead.
And Coach, just looking back to last week, we know that Jaden had the great practice and that he was trending in the right direction and such. Why was it important that he did get back on the field with his teammates and look to lead his squad?
Yeah, there's so much to gain from playing. And I think Howard was saying that earlier about reps. And, at that point, we were probably talking about 30% of the season to go and to gain experience. And so all of that matters in your development. Like, we're looking to keep developing him for, for a really long time. And so if there was a chance to improve over these next, games ahead, like, we were going to go after that as hard as we could, knowing that it would pay dividends in the future. And so when you have a setback like that happen, obviously, we're bummed for him, we're bummed for us. And, that's the one thing you didn't want to happen, happen. So now we'll, move into this week. Mark's be the starter, but, we're pleased with where it was going into the game, him coming back and being ready.
Being that this is the first.
That's Commanders head coach Dan Quinn with major news that Marcus Mariota will be back as the starting quarterback Sunday against the New York Giants. Marcus has been somewhere between fine and good in his starts. Too many turnovers, but certainly giving them a chance to win. We got to dive deep into what this means. Dan Quinn alluded to the decision about possibly shutting Jaden down, but says they're focused on this week. Nobody go anywhere. Maybe we open these phone lines up. It's not going to be Jaden. It's going to be Marcus, 800-636-1067. Hey, it's JP Finley, and you've heard me talk about everything that went on in my house this fall and how my folks at Better Services came to the rescue again. They set up new appliances for us that match the other appliances that weren't destroyed in the water damage, and they really, really worked hard to find my wife the exact oven she wanted. It's got two ovens. It's a KitchenAid appliance, matches the other KitchenAid. Meant a lot to my wife how Better Services went above and beyond to get exactly what we needed for our kitchen. They can do the same for you. Go check out their showroom in Kensington. They've got all sorts of appliances from all sorts of the brands you want. They can give you next day delivery or maybe even same day delivery. This is a family-owned company that treats you like family, just like they did my family. Whatever you need, maybe your appliances just need a repair. A lot of times, your dishwasher's not working right. You got no idea how to fix it, and you think your only option is to buy a new one. Call Better Services. Or say you need some handyman work done around the house. Call Better Services. Maybe you want to go bigger. Renovate that kitchen. Call Better Services. Check them out online at betterservices.com. It's B-E-T-T-A-R. Get better with Better Services.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.